Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
It's time now for the opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2. Tom Rogers sitting in for Dave Tickey this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jay. Let's take a look at the opening prices on the trading floors in the grains, and it's pretty bad day for those who wanted to see continued high prices in the commodities. As oil prices are sinking, so are the price of wheat, corn, and beans across the board lows in the grain pits this morning. Let's start with how things open. September wheat in Kansas City opened at $8.30 a bushel, down 16 and three quarters. December, $8.50, down 20 and three quarters. Minneapolis, spring wheat for September, $8.80 a bushel, down 23 and a half. On the CME Group grain side, September nearby wheat opened at $7.97, under the $8 mark. Down 25 and a quarter from Thursday's settlement. December wheat opened at 8.21, down 26. March, 8.38, down 32 cents. July wheat, 8.69, down 26 and three quarters. In the corn pit, September opened this morning at 5.05 a bushel, down 17 and a quarter cents. December, 5.23 and a half, down 18 and a half. March, 5.43, down 18 and three quarters. And the May corn contract, 5.56 and a quarter, down 17 and three quarters. July, 5.65, that's correct, 18 and three quarter cents down. And December of next year opened up 18 and three quarter cents lower as well at 5.72 and a half. Big drops in soybeans as well. The August contract opened at 12.02, up or down rather 41 cents a bushel. September, 11.91, down 43 and a half. November, 11.98 a bushel, down 41. January beans still above $12 at 12.11, down 45 and three quarter cents though. March at 12.15, down 57. May beans for next year, 12.31, down 52. In the products, August soybean meal opened at 3.30 even, down 13.20 on the opening bell. September, 3.22.50, down 15.20. August bean oil opened up down 1.69 at 50.40, and the September at 50.45, down 1.82. Different story by and large on the Mercantile Exchange livestock side. Live cattle for August opened this morning at 101.90, up 45 cents, 100 weight. October, 107.60, up 40. December opened unchanged at 106.82 and a half. February live cattle, 106.52 and a half, down 30. August feeder cattle opened at 114.80, up 72 and a half. September, 116.50, up 62 and a half. October feeders, 115.50, up 15. November, 116.70, up 50. Lean hogs for August opened up big, 87.80 on the open, up 182 and a half. October, 78.30, up 132 and a half. December lean hogs, 76.15, up 60. February, 81 even, up 42 and a half. And pork bellies opened up the $3 limit at 65.25.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Outside markets, well, the big story is in crude oil with an almost $4 drop from yesterday's close. September crude is trading now at $116.05 a barrel, down $3.97. In the metals, the silver contract for September is down 75 cents an ounce at $15.51. October gold is down 580 at 866 even. And the other big news is the rally in the dollar. The U.S. dollar index is now at 75.76. That's up almost 121. The CRB index is at 393, down 654. On Wall Street, they're taking the news of the oil slump really well. The Dow is up 191 points now at 11,622, about 1.5% up. NASDAQ is up 1.2%, 38 points up at about 2394. And the S&P is up 18.5 points at 1285. Recapping what the current trade is like in Chicago, wheat is trading down between 23 and 24 cents a bushel. Corn down between 17 and 18 cents, almost 19 cents down. And beans are way off between 44.5 and 52.5 cents off, 52.5 on the nearby contract. Joining us now to take a look at the market on this last trading day of the week is Mike Zuzlow of Risk Management Commodities. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, that sell-off continues after a little bit of a bump yesterday, and not much supportive news in any of the commodities today.
No, that pre-report short covering you're talking about was really cut short by these outside markets and the developments overnight here in the currencies. The dollar saw a lot of short covering here in the overnight hours or early morning hours. Thoughts are that because the Europeans and the people in England did not, the Bank of England did not raise any interest rates earlier this week because of their fears of real bad growth and possibly a more severe recession than what we could be experiencing over here in the States, that got some people out of the long euro, short dollar spreads. We also saw the Japanese yen take a big hit as well, and I think the dollar's on a 7 or 8 month high against the yen today. So those two major currencies against the dollar has also started to unwind some of these other more commodity-related currencies like the Australian dollar, the New Zealand dollar, and the Canadian dollar. So those big picture currency issues that started to unwind here this morning and late last night really are impacting trade again. And once again, the bigger picture macro fundamentals are taking the focus off of the pre-report estimates. And I was shocked because, we were looking at some pretty low numbers from our desks as far as where the corn production number was going to come in at. But the surveys by both, Dow Jones and Bloomberg and Reuters, all of them kind of showed that we weren't super, super low on corn production. In fact, there's one other company out there that's lower than us on the survey. So not a big shock as far as big, big production numbers in either corn or beans. Almost felt like the pre-report estimates were slightly friendly when they came out yesterday afternoon. But again, the market's attention has been turned back to the outside.
Is there anything supportive that might see a bottom somewhere that we may be looking at?
I think there really could be, Tom. I don't think it's all doom and gloom. I was very nervous earlier this morning, a couple hours ago, when Fannie Mae's earnings results came out, and they came out much weaker than expected. Fannie Mae went down as much as 20% in pre-market trade. They were leading all the banking stocks down by at least 3-4% in pre-market trade. And it really got me nervous that we were going to have a situation where not only is the dollar spiking, crude oil is going down, but now the banking sector and the banking stocks and the financial markets are going to have a really tough day. So today's outside markets are not all bad. The strong Dow and S&P is, in particular, could be something very nice later in the day for the corn, beans, and wheat. I'm not giving up on the idea that we can't maybe see some more short covering, especially since we have made new weekly lows here today. So that's something to keep an eye on. If we can maintain these outside market gains, crude oil doesn't slip below 115, I think we could still, salvage some of these markets here this week and not have to go home with such negative numbers.
So is it not necessarily still sit on your hands time for farmers?
I think it is. As far as the report's so close, the premiums and the puts, most of the better money in the puts as far as corn and bean puts have probably been made now because the volatility's gone down in both corn and bean options and the flat price has gone down. We've actually seen the spread start to firm up in the corn and beans a lot this week and last week. So usually when your volatilities drop and your spreads firm up, that flat price is close to making a low. But again, it goes back to, are the traders going to be looking at the micro fundamentals today or keep their eyes on the macro? And we may have to wait all the way to Tuesday's report before they really turn their attention back to the micro side.
And if you could give me a very brief 30-second or so synopsis of why the livestock side's doing fairly well still.
Real tight hog supplies. Packers are still short-bought. I heard this morning they're mostly short-bought all the way up until next Wednesday. I do think, though, this price we're seeing right now and the stronger dollar gives us a little bit of a fear factor, Tom, that maybe it's time to get some winter hogs locked in here next week.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzlow is with Risk Management Commodities in Champaign. Going back to the board right now, Kansas City September wheat is down 15¾ cents at 831. December contract, 854, down 16¾. September wheat in Chicago, 796½, down 25¾ cents. Dece wheat, 823, down 24. March, down 24 as well, at 846 a bushel. Corn pits September now down 18¾ cents at 503½. December 523 down 19, March corn down 18¾ at 543, the May also down 18¾, 555¼ right now. August soybean contract now is down 52.5 points at 1190.5. September at 1190, down 44.5. November down 47 at 1192. And January beans are at 1210 a bushel, down 46.75. August soybean meal at 331.80, down 1140 now. Bean oil for August down 139 at 5070. On the livestock side, August live cattle, 102.10, up 65 points right now. The October, 107.80, up 60. August feeder cattle are at 114.95, up 87.5. The September up 82.5 at 116.70. August lean hogs are at 88.05, up 207.5 now. October at 78.30, up 132.5. And August pork bellies are now up 125 at 63.50. February, though, up the limit at 93.27, up 3. Again, checking the current tick on the crude oil, it's still down about $4 a barrel at 116.05. The Dow is up 181 points at 11,612. And the NASDAQ is up 34 points, almost 35 points at 2390. This is WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3, Urbana.